Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is what makes me.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James.
Can't stop now. Pray hard. You should hate me now. Come on.
Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, is the reigning MVP from the defending NBA World Champion Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, here in the jungle. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job.
There's a lot of great sports talk hosts out there. Who's your favorite, though?
Mark with a C. James, baby.
Thanks, Steph. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors.
Phony Michelle.
Chris Frail.
Jarrett Studdum.
Tuca or Puka.
Garbage Hayward.
Byrie Irving.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
What was wrong with the Brad Stevens take, Dale? What was wrong with it?
Oh, it's the... never mind. Okay. Do your own show. I'll do my show.
Okay, all right.
At 10 o'clock, we'll do our own show.
Okay, no. I want to know. Just tell me. We're doing a crossover here. Let's do it. Like, so what did Brad Stevens do in the postseason?
I'm not going to play your game.
Okay, Stale.
Okay, Stale.
We'll game play it out.
What do we got coming up at 10 o'clock?
We will talk to Jeff O'Neill from the NHL. You know what? We'll just let Mark talk because he's the one who just captures everybody's attention.
Well. Good Saturday morning, everyone. It's your humble narrator. Mark with a C. James, the Iron Man. Two back-to-backs this week. Two of them. And going strong here on a Saturday morning. Love talking to each and every one of you from 11 to 3 when there's no Red Sox game that starts at 1 o'clock. And there's not today, so that's good. So I'll be here with you the entire 4 hours. And in case you missed that little exchange yesterday and the crossover between the morning show on Mutt and Callahan, where it was me, Wiggy, and Reamer. Going into Dale and Keefe, that's what happens. Oh, we'll get to that. We will get to that, I promise you. But the Bruins are in the Stanley Cup. That's what matters first and foremost. And they are about to complete the gentleman's slam in Boston. You look at this series, and there's no way. And granted, I've got my black and gold rose-colored glasses on. And I'm the biggest Bees fan that you will know. And I don't see them losing. There's no way in this series. I feel like after the first two rounds with Toronto and Columbus, the road has gotten easier. Now, this series will be much tougher than Carolina. Carolina was a bunch of the fake Whalers were a bunch of frauds. The thing that worries me most for the Bees is that Tuukka Rask, who is having a Patrick Waugh, Jean-Sebastien Jaguar, Tim Thomas type run where it's a stand on his head postseason and unequivocally the Conn Smythe winner in the first three rounds, but there's four big games to go in order to complete the big Conn Smythe trophy. I just wonder if having nearly 2 weeks rest could somehow come out rusty on Monday night for game one at North Station TD Garden. That's the only thing for me that's a little disconcerting. I'm not worried about the skaters. I think everybody else and, you know, I like, you know, Kevin Miller and it's Chara. These guys were a little banged up. They get a chance to get rest, so that's the good thing. I'm not worried about the skaters. I'm worried about Tuca. I'm just worried that maybe, just maybe, when you have that much rest, it could take you perhaps a little bit out of your game. And you're facing a hot goalie, too, in Jordan Binnington. He went up against San Jose. And Logan Couture, one of the best players in the postseason this side of Tuukka Rask. And they had a great day. They were banged up. Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson, who gave the Bruins all types of headaches. A couple. I see the 04 World Series. See the 2013 World Series. See the Super Bowl, the first one the Patriots won back in January 2002 against the St. Louis Rams. And I know they're in L.A. now, but they just left St. Louis. The Patriots just beat the Rams again for good measure. What is St. Louis? St. Louis is a nice Midwest town, the home of Bob Costas, Joe Buck. It's just a town that's meant to be, to use a wrestling term, they're a jobber town for Boston. That's it. Boston is the Rock. St. Louis is the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi. And I expect the Bruins to wrap this thing up in not one, not two, not three, not four, but five games. I'll give the Blues a game at home. Bees will wrap it up. Game five here at TD Garden. I just don't see this, you know, right now. And I put my money where my mouth is, too. I got the Bees. It's 150 to win 100 on the series. So I put money on the Bees, double than that.
Put your money where your big mouth is.
Yes. That was fun yesterday. I got to tell you, I thought when Chris Curtis, producer extraordinaire, put the combination of Wiggy, myself, and Reamer together, the just three completely diametrically opposed personalities, divergent in every sense of the word, it actually ended up mixing. I don't know how. I don't know why. It's like one of those Dairy Queen blizzards that you get at DQ. And you throw walnuts in there and Nestle Crunch, maybe a little bit of marshmallow, and it just sort of mixed. I don't know how. I don't know why. I had my doubts going, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be a four-hour train wreck. But it actually was pretty good. I don't know what it was. It was me, Wiggin, Reamer, we just sort of, it was just a weird combination. You have a former pro athlete. You have Reamer, who's no stranger to controversy like yours truly. And, you know, Reamer, certainly a diehard progressive liberal. Wiggy is, again, I mentioned the former pro athlete who looks at it from a different perspective. The thing I love about Wiggy was that he called Zdeno Chara to be a healthy game four scratch. And Dale, Mr. Hockey, the guy who thought that the NHL playoffs recede, which they haven't done in over a decade for Mr. Hockey, Wiggy was right on that. He nailed it. And Dale still doesn't want to apologize to Wiggy. I don't know. I don't know how Wiggy got that. It was some inside intel. I have no idea. But Wiggy nailed it. And then, of course, you had Reamer, Wiggy, and then me. And I was like, ugh, I don't know how this is going to work. And I actually enjoyed myself for 4 hours.
I apologize for nothing.
I really enjoyed myself the last 15 minutes of the show yesterday, John Anderson. I really enjoyed that part. That was the fun part. That kind of like led up. And Wiggy kept egging on the crossover. Let's get Dale in here. Let's get him in. And it was just like me and Wiggy were like Devon Dudley and Bubba Ray Dudley, the Dudley boys, my former colleagues in ECW. And we just put Dale on a table and put him through the table yesterday. He didn't know what to do. Wiggy wanted the apology on Dale saying there's no way Chara is. And listen, I'll tell you this right now. I'm with Dale on one thing. Wiggy is an idiot for saying that Chara is the fifth or sixth best defenseman on the Bruins. I'll go third at the very least right now. Obviously, McAvoy, I'll probably go Carlo, and then Chara. I know Chara isn't the guy he used to be. he's 42 years old, and he's not a Tom Brady 42. Tom Brady's going to be 42 in August. He's not that type of 42 where Brady looks younger. He looks better. By the when I saw Brady on the Jimmy Kimmel show a couple weeks ago, it's just this guy is defying time. Remember the whole Facebook watch show, Tom versus Time? Tom is winning. Tom is winning that battle. I can tell you that much right now. Greg Oden not winning the battle. Even when he was at Ohio State, the dude looked like he was 52 years old. Tom Brady is winning that battle versus time. He gets more handsome, he gets more younger, and he looks better on the field every time. And stop it. While I'm talking about TB12, for the tired, old, beaten up, lazy media storyline. Oh, Tom Brady's not at OTAs. Oh, he's not. You know why? Because he's Tom freaking Brady.
So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
He doesn't have to be at OTAs. He doesn't have to be. He's got not one, not two, not three LeBron, not four, not five, but six Super Bowl rings and counting as we speak. He can do what he wants to. He moves at his own pace. And if N'Keal Harry wants to get his timing down with the GOAT, N'Keal Harry will fly out to Montana, will go to Monaco whenever OTAs are over, and be sitting there with a kale smoothie at 4 in the morning or whatever TB12 wakes up and said, yes, Mr. Brady, I'm ready to work with you. Is there anything I can get you? And I'll meet you out on the field. Tom Brady doesn't need to get on N'Keal Harry's page. It's the other way around. So stop that. Stop mentioning he's not in Foxborough. I get it. Now, last year, I will admit, it wasn't a good look, especially coming off a Super Bowl loss when TB12 was down, you know, right around the corner at the TB12 headquarters there, not far from Olympia Sports at Patriot Place while his team was on the field. That was not a good look. This year, he won it all. The worst Patriots team to win a Super Bowl. He doesn't need to be there. He's fine. Leave him alone. Let him do what. Let him be happy. Let him enjoy his offseason the way he wants to do it. He will be ready Sunday night, September 8th, when banner number 6 is raised at Gillette Stadium. Just leave him the hell alone. To everyone, not really the fans I'm talking to. I'm talking to the lazy, fake media. Oh, Tom Brady's not here. Oh, he's in Monaco. Oh, he's doing this. He's doing. Who cares? If your quarterback was Case Keenum or Kirk Cousins, yes. I'd be like, where are they? Or even Matt Ryan or Cam Newton, yes, who haven't won jack crap in this league, fine. Brady's gone to 3 straight Super Bowls. He won a Super Bowl MVP a couple years ago. He's won 2 out of 3 Super Bowls, and he won a regular season MVP 2 seasons ago. What more do you want from the guy? Has he not given you enough happiness and joy? I mean, and I'll be the first to tell you, I don't want to see the guy get hurt. I don't want to see, and granted, the league now has been changed to where when Brady comes out and says, I want to play till I'm 45 years old, he can. Because it's not like it was back in the days of John Elway, Dan Marino, that Randall Cunningham, that whole Jim Kelly, Troy Aikman, where you can just basically do whatever you want to the quarterback. Helmet to helmet, helmet to knee, helmet to chin. You can do whatever you want. And the court. But even that being said, look what happened to Alex Smith last year at the end of the year for the Redskins. Torn ACL, MCL, LCL. All of them. I don't want to see that happen to Tom Brady. And as long as the Patriots are able to solidify the left side of the O-line, now that Trent Brown is wearing silver and black with the Raiders, then that's all I care about. That's it. I'm not worried about TB12. He'll be fine. Nobody ever complained back in the day. I remember if Michael Jordan
missed a little bit of early. Like, I know it's different with the NBA and the NFL, but no, where's Michael? Oh, Michael's not here today. You know why Michael's not there? Because he doesn't have to be. He'll be there when he needs to be or when he wants to be. In life, there is a hierarchy for superstars. And in sports and in the world, there's a hierarchy. The CEO gets perks that somebody in the mailroom doesn't. The starting quarterback who's won 6 Super Bowl rings gets some sort of luxuries that the undrafted free agent out of Sunshine Valley State doesn't get. That's just it. That's the way it works. Now, this brings me to my next point, which is what I wanted to open up the show with today. When I look at the Bruins, I look at a major reason why they're there. And yes, you can obviously Tuca first and foremost. The one line was good in the 4th game against Carolina. They weren't anywhere to be seen in the first 3 games. They've been sporadic to be a little bit nice. But another huge reason why the Bruins are getting ready for their 3rd Stanley Cup in less than a decade on Monday night is the head coach of the team, Mr. Bruce Cassidy. You know why? Because Bruce Cassidy coaches this team with a hierarchy. He realizes his stars, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, Tuukka Rask, and even the captain at 42, Zdeno Chara. Those are his guys. So when Cassidy, who is completely, brutally honest and transparent, after games when the Bruins had lost twice in a week to the Philadelphia Flyers back in January, Cassidy can come out and trash the team and say, we're just not that good right now. It's amazing another coach who plays, whose team plays at the same time of the Bruins in the winter into the spring is not the same way. And now you're seeing why the Bruins are playing on Monday night and the Celtics are golfing or chilling out on the beach or doing whatever they do when the offseason is over. And that's where I'm going at. You look at the way Bruce Cassidy coaches the Bruins juxtaposed to Brad Stevens coaching the Celtics. And now you know why the Bruins are going for the Cup and the Celtics are, they were home after the 2nd round of the playoffs. Because Bruce Cassidy doesn't coach the Bruins like a college hockey team, like he's at BU or Northeastern, where everybody gets equal minutes. And I want to make sure my favorite, Gordon Hayward, gets in. And even though he's killing the team and he's nowhere near as healthy as he used to be. Oh, yeah. You know, Cassidy, and I get it. Hockey's different. These guys play for 35 to 45 seconds and they come off. So it's a completely different sport. I know that. But Cassidy has the hierarchy that Brad Stevens doesn't. And the Celtics, and there will be a duck boat parade here within 2 weeks. Oh, yes, there will be. You can mark the 3rd one over the course of the last 9 months. There will be another duck boat parade here. So get ready, folks. It'll be black and gold. It'll be completely littered in black and gold all over the place. Meanwhile, the green teamers sitting at home, you know, watching Toronto versus Milwaukee, knowing that they went to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals the previous 2 seasons, and knowing that Brad Stevens, a.k.a. Brad Farrell, without a ring, he doesn't coach the team and doesn't get the respect by the Celtics that Bruce Cassidy does with the Bruins. It's plain and simple. If Brad Stevens employed and used Bruce Cassidy's coaching style, the Celtics would be much better off. You need someone, and I guess for the Celtics, the Chara of the Celtics would be Al Horford, to be that policeman in the locker room and be that guy that's going to check Kyrie, check Jaylen Brown, and scary Terry Rozier. And Jason Tatum, when he decides that he wants to turn into Kobe Bryant 2.0, That's the difference. That's why the Bruins are playing Monday night, and the Celtics will, maybe they'll be waving the honorary flag, which I don't think they're going to be doing that. I hope it'll be Ray Bourque or Bobby Orr, or maybe it'll be Tom Brady. Who knows? But there's the difference. Cassidy gets it. He knows how to coach. He's a leader of men. Brad Stevens is just a guy who calls plays, doesn't know when to call timeout or not call timeout when another team is making a 16-0 or 18-3 run. There's the difference, folks. Coaching. You got to have a little bit of coaching. I know it. I know it's Jimmy's and Joe's rather than X's and O's, but coaching matters. And Cassidy has been a breath of fresh air ever since they fired Claude Julien. Oh, and by the way, to all the Bruins fans who thought that that was such a bad move, oh, the Bruins will regret the day that they fired Claude. Really? How are the Montreal Canadiens doing since Claude took over? How about that? Huh? That's what I thought. I'll take your calls on all that. Bruce Cassidy versus Brad Stevens, 617-779-7937. This hour of the program is brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Now, it is time for trending.
Celebrate 25 years of Red Sox baseball on Boston Sports Station. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
By the way, you know, which is crazy. And you know, I was just, I'm not going to say anything bad about Chris Sale. Nah, he went six innings last night, gave him two runs, struck out five. The Red Sox just couldn't give him enough run support. They lose 4-3. His start was plagued by Red Sox fielding errors in the game. Specifically, Xander Bogaerts, game two of the Sox three-game series with the Astros is tonight. You can hear the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI. Red Sox Radio Network pregame with Will Fleming at 6:15. First pitch with Joe Castiglione and Mario Mpemba at 7:15. Kyrie Irving, which is a joke, which is an absolute joke, was named to NBA All-Second Team. And I'll get to that coming up as well. Can't believe he was named as well as Kemba Walker on the third team over Klay Thompson. But we'll get to that. His teammate, though, much deserving, Marcus Smart, All-NBA Defensive First Team. Game 6 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 8:30. Raptors head home. You know Drake will be running up and down the sidelines as they look to close out the Bucks and head to Golden State for next Thursday night for game one of the NBA Finals. After selling out their intra-squad scrimmage, the Bruins finally get back on the ice. Game one against the St. Louis Blues Monday night at 8 o'clock after an 11-day layoff. Weather in Boston, absolutely beautiful, mostly sunny, 72 degrees. Throughout the day, that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I've been a head coach for 12 years, and we let go of the rope more and cracked more than we probably should have. We need to be better than that. But the team that doesn't crack usually wins, and these guys just kept again pounding at us. I'll be the first to say that this is, you know, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job. Like, at the end of the day, like, as a coach, if your team doesn't find its best fit together, that's on you. I'll do a lot of deep dives into how I can be better.
Don't disagree with anything Brad Stevens said there after the Celtics season-ending Game 5 loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't disagree with that whatsoever. And I just got to go ahead and look at, and now remember, this is only Bruce Cassidy's second full season. Operative word is full. He took over the day of the Patriots Duck Boat Parade a couple years ago. So he's had 6 years to get it right. Six. Bruce Cassidy's had two full seasons. Two. So in less than 66% less of the time that Bruce Cassidy's been in charge for a full season, he's been able to take the Bruins to the promised land, or at least get there. And they will deliver, I believe, in five against the St. Louis Blues. It's coaching, folks. It's coaching. There's a fine line and a disparity between being a very good coach and a championship coach. A very good coach is Brad Stevens. He's a good coach. A championship coach is Greg Popovich, is Steve Kerr. Therein lies the difference. 617-779-7937. A lot of people want to join and talk about this. Let's go to Frank in Marshfield. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Looking at the four coaches, you know, obviously Belichick, you know, you got to play for your position. The best players play. Bruce Cassidy, what a coach he's been since he's been here, right? I love his candidness, not afraid to not call out his players, but not afraid to just tell the truth. To a lesser extent, Alex Cora, you know, he does it when you compare him to like a John Farrell, you know, and Brad Stevens does not. You know, he said all the right things in that clip he just played, but he doesn't do it.
That's it.
I know that the sports are different. In basketball, there are a bunch of divas, but it can be done. And you mentioned Popovich. And if you're worried about, like, quote-unquote, losing the room, losing a player, then you need to get players that you're not going to lose, that can take a little criticism and call it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, Frank, and that's the difference that, see, listen, you know, and I think how the bees work is that Chara is the policeman of the locker room. So if Cassidy calls out anybody individually, like he has with Tuca many times, like he has with pick a player, McAvoy, you name it. He's called out several players and isolated them with individual post-game criticism. I don't ever see Brad Stevens do that. He plays the public defender when he's asked about his players, which is good to a certain extent. And, you know, and I don't buy into this whole NBA or diva. Some players are divas. There are divas in the NHL. Are there as many divas in the NHL as the NBA? Probably not. No, there isn't. But that being said, you know, the Celtics had the perfect coach to take over when Doc left this city high and dry to go to La La Land. I just don't believe they have the coach that's going to be able to take them and hang banner number 18 atop of the TD Garden rafters.
Brad Ho.
617-779-7937. Cam in a car. What's up, Cam?
Hey, Mark, what's going on? It's a beautiful day out. I'm sorry you're in the station.
Oh, that's all right. That's what I get paid to do. It is what it is. I know. Go ahead, Cam.
About Brad Stevens. Yeah, I want to agree with you about Brad Stevens. Not knowing my timeout necessarily, but, I mean, basketball guys know it's a game of runs, and it's hard to compare Stevens with what Cassidy has done. Yeah, Cassidy's awesome, but Stevens did a lot with less.
Last year and the year before he did. I don't know so much this year. Cam is having issues with his phone. He did the last couple years, not this season. He didn't. He did much less with more this year. But that's the NBA. How you don't think there's a coach out there whatsoever that it would take on paper, going into this season, the Celtics had the deepest roster in the NBA. Deeper than Golden State, Toronto, or Milwaukee. So what happened? You don't think if Greg Popovich, if you switch coaches, you brought Popovich up here to Boston, you don't think the Celtics would be getting ready to play Golden State next Thursday night? I know they would be. Oh, I tell you what, Kyrie Irving would have respect for Pop. There's no question about that. That's what I'm telling you. You need a guy who's going to have that type of cachet inside the locker room. Andrew in New Hampshire, you're up next. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? How you been?
Good, how are you?
Good. I got a new name for you, buddy. It should be Mark Rise to Fame James, because you've been killing it on the radio lately, brother. You're freaking awesome to listen to.
I appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you very much. Rise to Fame James. I like that.
Mark Rise to Fame James. Don't let that idiot Mutt in the Morning bring you down. He's got no idea what he's talking about. It should be you and Callahan every day, not Mutt and Callahan.
Oh, well, I'm just happy they let me in the studio.
Yeah, me too, brother. Me too. So I think what you said earlier on is that he can do more with less shows that I think Brad Stevens is a great basketball mind, but he just seems to lack that leadership quality to bring a bunch of egos together and a bunch of men together to focus on winning.
Right.
He seems more X's and O's as opposed to being able to command a locker room and like a young Sean McVay can do at such a young age.
Right.
You know what I mean, man?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, too? Andrew, you made me think about something that I want you to know this, that this is for Toronto, who is on the precipice of going to their first ever NBA Finals tonight. They're up in the North, that they have a first year head coach in Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse, who last head coaching job was the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. That's where his last head coaching job. And the guy was the NBA D-League Coach of the Year, two-time NBA D-League champion as a head coach. And I'm looking at Masai Ujiri, the GM of the Raptors. And Masai Ujiri, he's done all the right moves. He's done everything perfect. He acquired Kawhi Leonard. He hired Nick Nurse, who I scoffed at. Like, who the hell is Nick Nurse? But you know what Nick Nurse did? He paid his dues. He went to the D League, or now it's called the G League, formerly the CBA, whatever you want to call it. And he did it that way. And now he's got Drake rubbing his shoulders on the sideline. He's got Kawhi Leonard looking like he's the best player in the world this side of Steph Curry. And the Toronto Raptors might be headed to the NBA Finals. I think it's over. I think they win tonight and beat Milwaukee. So Nick Nurse, in 1 year, might do something that Brad Stevens hasn't done in six seasons. What more sample size do you people need? I don't get it. I don't know what it is with Brad Stevens. Is it just this sort of prep boy look that you just sort of, you don't want to get rid of him? I don't know what it is. Is it? I don't get it. But I just don't understand why he gets a pass in this town. I don't understand it. He still continues to get a pass. Why? I don't know. But Nick Nurse, if the Toronto Raptors win tonight, and I think they are going to, Nick Nurse has done in 1 year what Brad Stevens couldn't do in 6 years.
Look, we play in an American league, and I promise you a Canadian team is going to the NBA Finals. We love you guys.
There it is. So, Nick Nurse, folks, when you were asking me, give me, coaches you would rather have over Brad Stevens, let's start with Nick Nurse, then Mike Budenholzer, then Steve Kerr, and Popovich. There's four right there. I can keep going. Like, we can go all day long. I'll go with Eric Spoelstra down in Miami, too. 617-779-7937. Continue to get on that. And please, you want to blame Danny Ainge, you're more than welcome to do so. But I'll tell you right now, if you don't think that Greg Popovich would have traded the Spurs roster this year for what the Celtics had, you're out of your mind. The Celtics had the deepest roster in the NBA, and they failed this year. They failed. And it was a coaching fail. We'll get to you more of your phone calls coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to confess to you, I'd have put Klay Thompson on the team before Russell Westbrook. I'd have put him on the second team before I put Kyrie Irving there. Let me be very clear. Somebody's got to say it, so I'm going to do it. I'm really getting sick and tired of how Klay Thompson is not appreciated. So what, he doesn't have the handle that Kyrie Irving has? So what, he can't dance all day long on defenders? Have you ever seen this man, Klay Thompson, shoot the basketball? Do you not recognize that he's one of the top five shooters in the history of basketball?
Preach, Stephen A. Preach. That's why ESPN pays you the big bucks, $8 to $10 million a year. I agree. I wholeheartedly concur with him. The fact that Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker were on the second and third NBA team over Klay Thompson, are you kidding me? Did Klay Thompson do something right to the media that pissed them off so bad? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And you can say what you want and say what you will about Stephen A. Smith, love him or hate him. You watch him, you listen to him, we all do. There's a reason he's the highest paid employee in the history of ESPN. Whether no, he didn't hold a gun to their heads to give them that kind of contract, but he's absolutely right. Klay Thompson was just ripped off $31 million by the media when he wasn't named one of the first three teams in the NBA. And if you saw the press conference, John Anderson, and we can get to that clip where he's asked about it, you can't do it justice on the radio. Because he finds out that Kemba Walker was named over him on one of the first three teams All-NBA, and he just rolls his eyes like, give me an effing break. And Stephen A's right on that one. And
you barely, yeah, Kemba. Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but, like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple All-NBA guys.
I so agree. Klay, I am your I will be your agent. I won't take 10%, only 5. I love Klay Thompson. That backcourt's the greatest backcourt in NBA history. With all due respect to Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, and you can go back in the day, you name a backcourt, and you know, there's no better backcourt than the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And he got ripped off. He got absolutely ripped off on that. Totally ripped off. Just a joke. And it's going to cost him $31 million. You're like, what do you mean, Mark? Well, he's only eligible now to get 108. And I know, it's like, here's the world's smallest violin, right? He's only eligible to get $190 million contract, which is the max, and the super max would have been $221 million. So it cost him $31 million. You know why? Because the media are a bunch of freaking idiots. Kemba Walker over Klay Thompson? Are you high? Yeah, maybe in college. Maybe in college with UConn when Klay Thompson was at Washington State. But, I mean, Kyrie Irving, that locker room cancer over a guy who's about to win his third straight NBA title and fourth in the last 5 years? Please, please on that one. Paul and Needham, you're up next. Go ahead, Paulie.
Yeah, Mark, I think it's just proportionality where you're wrong. Look, there's three things that can go wrong in a season, right? The coach, the players, and the roster construction. And no doubt about it, Brad accepted responsibility. It was his worst year coaching, without a doubt. But I would say the larger responsibility is on the players. Look, you can give a little bit of Danny. I heard last night confirmed again that he could have got Leonard for Jaylen Brown. So there's some roster construction related stuff that clearly there's some deals that he could have done.
Well, why didn't he do that deal?
Crazy, right?
Well, so I mean, right? We can't confirm that, but if he didn't do that deal, then I will say this.
Exactly.
And then I will say this. And Danny Ainge, that's an organizational fail there.
Exactly. So let's assume there's some things that we don't know about that he could have done on the roster construction. Agree, absolutely a deep roster. And Brad has accepted responsibility that it was his worst coaching year. But I think at the end of the day, it's more the players than anything else. And for 3 weeks, I've heard you on the radio on the weekends just banging on Brad. And, you know, we're kind of discounting what he's done for 5 years. Now, there's no way that he was going to win an NBA final over the last 5 years. I think you would agree with that, right? He overachieved the last 2 years. The first 3 years, the roster absolutely sucked. So the guy knows how to coach. We don't know yet whether he knows how to get him over the top. But you just said Steve Kerr, greatest backcourt in the history of the NBA. They add arguably the number one player in the NBA on top of that. I mean, for God's sake, Luke Walton had an undefeated season with that group.
Well, it was close. It was close to undefeated. It was pretty
players.
Close. Yeah.
It's players. And at the end of the day, it's not Nick Nurse. Let's see when Kwame leaves next year. Let's see how good a coach Nick Nurse is.
You mean Kawhi? Kawhi. Yeah.
Kawhi. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And then you know, you at the end of the day, I just don't think he's going to do that well next year. Right? And your man Mike B. Right? You had Mike B. going to the Hall of Fame the last couple of weeks. Mike B. just lost three.
I know.
Games
and,
in a row.
And guess what? I think it's going to be four games in a row tonight.
Exactly, because it's the players. Because Kawhi's playing out of his mind.
It's Kawhi Leonard.
He's playing out of his mind. You know what I mean? So it's a players. It's a players' league. Brad's mistake, but I'd give it 60-70 players, and then split the rest between the GM and the coach.
All right, fair enough. Good phone call, Paul. Good phone call. I mean, who knew Kawhi Leonard would turn the clock back to 2014 Kawhi? When he won the finals MVP against LeBron, he ended the LeBron James Heat thing. And he should have ended it 2 years in a row because the Spurs had a 5-point lead with 27 seconds left in game 6 of the NBA finals in Miami, and all their fans were filing out like a bunch of fair weather rats. And they tried to get back in when the Heat started coming back, and then LeBron throws up a brick. Bosch gets the rebound, kicks it out in the corner to Jesus Shuttlesworth, Ray Allen. And he hits the game-tying three-pointer. They go to overtime, and they win that game. And then you knew Game 7, the Spurs weren't going to win that. Oh, by the way, and I'll admit, Popovich messed up by having a guy by the name of Tim Duncan on the bench for that final sequence, which was absolutely one of Popovich's dumbest moves. But Kawhi Leonard is just, he looks like the best player in the world this side of Steph Curry. And if it's Toronto, Golden State, I mean, no doubt it's going to be Kawhi versus Steph for the NBA Finals MVP. And there are already reports that Durant won't be eligible the first two games. I think Durant is done. I don't think he's going to play a single minute in the NBA Finals. I think that calf strain is much more serious and severe than we ever thought it was.
Durant sucks.
And no, Jerry, he does not suck. But I will tell you this, Jerry, Golden State right now doesn't need him. It's Steph's team. It's always been Steph's team. The same way when A-Rod came to the... Durant going to Golden State was like A-Rod going to the Yankees. The Yankees had already won four titles before A-Rod even got there. He was a luxury. They added him as a big ticket item. They put him on the hot corner next to Jeter, but it was always Jeter's team. Just like it's always Steph's team. Now, Steph's a much better player than Jeter was, but...
Rodriguez.
Dude, you know when you play LJ and Bradfoe sound bites when they're murdering the English language, I'm going to crack up. You know that. Especially the Kawhi Leonard, Cowie.
There's Cowie Leonard. Kawhi Leonard.
I love how Craig just so flippantly corrects him. I love those guys. Jim in New Hampshire. What's up, Jimmy?
Why do the Penguins
fire? Go ahead, Jim. I guess Jim is going once, going twice, going, gone. Jim, you must have been falling asleep at the wheel. Harrison Roxbury. What's up, Harris?
Oh, good. How you doing? That last call of Paul, he hit it right out of the park. And, like, the only thing I would disagree with him on when he said it was 60-40, I would say it's 70-30 when it comes to player versus coach. And I'll give you a couple of more examples of that. Paul also, talked about. Let's talk about Bill Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, greatest coach in NFL history. But he had a period there where he couldn't win a playoff game. And he was getting bounced out of the first round because he didn't have the talent. He had Brady, if you had, you know, Bill Belichick with the coach, but from like 2004 to 2000, what was it, 14, 13?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He couldn't win because he didn't have the talent. It's all about talent. And you talk about, you know, Greg Popovich, Kawhi Leonard didn't want to play for him. You talk about, you know, a coach getting respect of a player. Well, like you said, Popovich, one of the best coaches in NBA history, Kawhi didn't want to play for him.
Right, because and I guess Popovich questioned his injury and sort of made him feel like a complete loser. And Kawhi's like, I'm not going to play for this guy anymore. And good for Kawhi, man. He stood up to the bully. He stood up to one of the greatest coaches in NBA history. And now he's making Popovich and all of San Antonio pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Another point, like Paul said before, when you talked about Mike Budenholzer. You know, you really putting him in the Hall of Fame, and the only reason why...
Well, he's going to win the Coach of the Year this year.
They should have, but, you know, Kawhi Leonard is outplaying Giannis.
No doubt.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, no doubt.
And if you go back to the Celtics series, if Kyrie Irving and Hayward showed up, they would have moved on. That's the bottom line. I mean, if in the NBA, more than any other sport, if you don't have the talent, you're not going to win. And another example is Eric Spoelstra. I mean, he hasn't done anything since the Big Three left.
No, that's true, but he's also been hampered with a bad roster, and I'll tell you why on that, Harris. Miami hasn't gone into full – they haven't embraced the tank mode process that Philadelphia did, where they threw big money at Hassan Whiteside, and they, you know, gave Goran Dragic a big deal, and they tried to, you know, Deion Waiters in there, so they're on that periphery where they're not bad enough to get the top three pick, and they're not good enough to make the playoffs, and that's where the Heat.
They're
in the worst wasteland you could be. They're stuck in the middle. They're stuck in the middle there, and they haven't been able. But Spoelstra's actually done not a bad job. And listen, when LeBron left, you know, Bosch couldn't play anymore. He wasn't medically, and we knew Wade was limited in his ability there. But I'm telling you, you have to. And I'm telling you, next year, what's going to happen? Kyrie's going to go somewhere else. It's going to be New York or L.A., maybe Brooklyn as well, which is part of New York City. And we're going to find out what Brad Stevens is made of. But I trust me, this upcoming season, Brad Stevens by the media will be treated the way that John Farrell was by the media in 2016 and 2017 when they ran him out of town. The media will have their knives out. But I want you to know who was the first person to have been calling out Brad Stevens when it wasn't cool. It was me, because I'm seeing something. It's called being omniscient or prescient. Okay? I'm seeing something before it happens. 617-779-7937. What do you think about the Bs coming up in the Stanley Cup? Your predictions on that? I have the Bs in five. I think Tuco will win the Conn Smythe, but I'm a little worried about game one. We'll get to that and more of your phone calls as well. You want to continue with this conversation, Brad Stevens versus Bruce Cassidy. We'll get to that. And Kyrie Irving perhaps going to reunite with LeBron. All that and more coming up right here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.